KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria.
92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you for another beautiful day that you have given us. Lord, we thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for your countless blessings and your unwavering love. Thank you, O God, for the air we breathe, O God, and for the strength you give us each and every day. Dear God, we thank you for all the blessings that we may take for granted on a daily basis. God, we thank you for all the lessons, especially the hard ones. Lord, we thank you for the hardships. Yes, indeed. Every hardship was followed by ease. Father God, we ask that you would just have thine own way, God. Lord, we thank you for the opportunities that we have been given and for the strength to make the most of them. Father God, we thank you, God. We give you all glory and honor. Even as we continue to decrease, oh God, we ask that you will increase within us, oh God. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn them to Hebrews, the 6th chapter and the 12th verse. Hebrews 6 and 12. And I'll be reading from the King James Version. And it says, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. The New International Version reads, we do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And today's topic is prepared blessings. Prepared blessings. Hebrews 6 and 12 encourages believers to avoid spiritual laziness and procrastination. And instead of actively imitate those who, through consistent faith and patient endurance, inherited God's promises. He wants you to imitate and look at the ones who had went before us. It calls for you to focus, to persevere, rather than to be stagnant. And he is urging Christians to trust in God's promises, even when fulfillment is delayed. Even though you don't see the promises of God, even though there has been a delay, God still wants you to keep moving. Don't allow the delay to stop you from doing what he has called you to do. Denial. It has never been denied. It's just only delayed. So let's look at the key aspect of this one verse, because there are many promises and it's many things that God has told us in this verse. It said, avoid slothful, lazy, dull habits. Yeah. Come on, people of God. Now, we have those. It's good to be honest. Avoid them. And this verse warns against becoming complacent in your spiritual life. Don't become stagnated to the point to where you want to give up on life, to the point that the enemy is saying, huh, look at you now. What you going to do? Where he talks to you. And let me tell you something. Satan always going to talk to you against God because he do not want you to grow. He's going to test your faith. He's going to test your love and your service that you have for God. So that's when Satan focuses on things to disrupt your peace. And another thing is, imitate faithful examples. Believers are instructed to look to and learn from the lives of those who have previously demonstrated strong faith and patience. Back in the Bible days, we had Abraham, Elijah. Those are just some people that had believed God for things to come to pass. They had demonstrated their faith and patience. And you have some people today, it could be your pastor, it could be your mentor, it could be a teacher, anybody, a missionary, it could be a mother of the church, that you can pattern or look at their lives and see how God has blessed them and see how they demonstrated strong faith and had patience. And another thing is through faith and patience. These are two essential virtues highlighted for inheriting the promises. This is two things. You have to have faith to believe that the promises are coming to pass. Now, let's remember, the topic is prepared blessings. You have to have faith, and that is trusting God and holding fast to the promise. If you don't believe it, it's not going to come to pass. And it's another thing, it's patience. Because if you rushing it and saying, God, I need it now, I want it now, bam, you're going to mess it up. Patience, because you are not ready for it yet. Just allow God to do what he got to do in order for you to receive the blessing. Because if we get the blessing, we are subject to forget who the blesser was. And if God gives you the blessing before time, you can mishandle it. Come on here, somebody. You may be subject to worship the blessing more than the blesser. My God. So you have to have patience, which comes with enduring trials and waiting on God's timing without giving up. My God. You see, it's so easy to be frustrated when something we are waiting for is taking so much longer than we thought. It's tempting to take matters into our own hands and try to force the doors to open, to manipulate a situation, to live striving and straining, trying to do God's work. Remember, God has blessings prepared for you. So in order for you to receive the prepared blessing, he has to prepare you before he releases the blessing. Oh, my God. But the scripture says that it is through faith and patience that we inherit the promises. And you wonder why you don't have your promise yet? Check out your faith and your patience. My God. It's right there in the Word. You have to trust God's timing. People of God, without patience, you can miss God's best. It may be taking longer because what God has in store is much better than what you have in mind. You already done settled for what you want, but God said, no, I got something much better. Oh, my God. Jesus told his disciples, I'm going away to prepare a place for you. And this is John 14 and 2. You see, God has some prepared blessings for you. Things he's already lined up. He has some good relationships. He is bringing in the right people. He has your healing already in motion, already set up. But he wants you to have the faith within to believe that he is a healer, that he is Jehovah Rapha. And once you have it in your spirit, that you know, that you know, that you know, that nobody else can detour you or change your mind, bam, there go your healing. Oh, my God. Everything will line up and come at its appointed time. Don't rush it. He has prepared blessings just for you. Isaiah 40 and 31 says, they that wait on the Lord will renew their strength. You see, waiting on the Lord is waiting in faith. It's waiting in peace from a place of rest. You see, you do your best. Then you step back and you let God fight your battle. Let God open the doors. Allow God to bring the right people to vindicate you. So in summary, Hebrews 6 and 12 is a call to be active, to be persistent, and to be a faithful servant. All while using the examples of patient believers to encourage perseverance until the full realization of God's promise manifests. The prepared blessings. Allow God to prepare you for the blessings. Don't rush it. Wait on it. You step back and let him step up. Ah, my God. Let him do what needs to be done. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you have established set times